this is Julie Ferris from Mauve. You're listening to UBC Radio CITR FM 101.99.
This is CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, BC, Canada, with Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show. Thanks so much for tuning in. As you know, I do play music from New Zealand occasionally, as I did last week with the feature on She Had. And if you missed that, you can go to Google and type in OZSTRANDED, and you'll find the show blog for Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show. Send me an email if you'd like, anytime. Keep in touch if you might have a request. And so last week was a special all about She Had, which is definitely the biggest alternative rock band to come out of New Zealand. And, strangely unknown in these parts of the world, but, well, not so strangely, just because of economies of scale. Let's face it, there's North America, it's just so enormous, you know. New Zealand, Australia, just kind of, unless you really pay attention and put the effort in, you just may not know about the great music down there. That's why I do this show. That's exactly why I do it. It's a little exercise in cultural cross-pollination. But, of course, we can't speak of New Zealand without talking about the Flying Nun record label, because they're really representative of a really unique sound that came out of New Zealand at a certain point in time, which, and I guess, is still very much part of New Zealand music. Flying Nun is an independent record label that was originally formed in Christchurch in New Zealand in 1981 by a gentleman named Roger Shepherd. So they put out a whole bunch of punk rock inspired there were a lot of sort of punk rock inspired labels that were forming at that time, and they kind of got their own kind of sound pretty quickly. One of the early singles was Tally Ho by The Clean, a wonderful band which I'll feature. I'm not going to do The Clean today, but I'll probably devote much of a show to them in the future. But anyway, The Clean, you know, they kind of set the tone for kind of, I've seen the label described as high-end pop with a twist, very lo-fi, angular and interesting sort of indie, jangly indie pop rock, if you could somehow sum up what the label's all about. So there's a number of bands that you might be familiar with, including the Straightjacket Fits, the Tall Dwarfs, Balta Space, and a few of the bands I'm going to be playing for you today. I'm going to be featuring three bands from New Zealand. I'm going to be playing for you first up the Verlaines, then the Bats, and the Dead Sea for something quite different. The Dead Sea will really challenge your musical thinking, I guess. They're very much a noise band or instrumental, very left-of-field band. So I thought I'd set the tone first with playing the more accessible, pop-oriented Flying Nun. And then if you're game, you can listen to the Dead Sea. That'll be up after the Bats. So we're talking about Flying Nun in New Zealand, and there's a lot of Canadians here that I've met over the last few years who've been familiar with this label. Pre-internet, it really somehow people in this part of the world discovered this great music, and so I thought I'd revisit it today. The Verlaines were a very literate kind of band, and came out of New Zealand in Dunedin. formed in 1981, led by singer and guitarist Graham Downes. And he's quite a musical prodigy. He's actually got, I believe, a PhD in music. And the Verlaines have always been a very challenging band. I'm going to play for you a few of their tracks right now, going right back, first of all, to 1986. I'm going to play for you a single called Doomsday. I found it on record here on LP. And then we're going to play for you one of their well-known songs called Jesus, What a Jerk from Disenchanted Evening. And then War in My Head from Ready to Fly. So this is the Verlaines. We're playing some Kiwi music today from the Flying Nun record label. Hope you enjoy this.
Yeah. Despite the fact that 8 in 10 Canadians are against warrantless and costly online spying, the government remains stubborn, set to cement this scheme into law. With their huge PR budget, they've unleashed a reckless and irresponsible campaign that suggests warrantless collection of our private data is on par with a phone book. We can't let them trick Canadians. Go to www.openmedia.ca now to find out what you can do to get involved and stop this smoke and mirrors campaign the government has started.
Welcome back to CITR. This is Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show. I'm your host, Matt, and we're playing some more Kiwi music. If you listened last week, it was a special on Shihad, and now we're playing some Flying Nun because it's so important to pay homage to this great indie pop label from New Zealand, and one band that is impossible to ignore if we're talking about Flying Nun, and that's the Verlaines. And you just heard three very good quality tracks from the band, the Verlaines. We heard first up was Doomsday. I found that on an LP here in the library. Sometimes I think of my weekly trip down to CITR as my weekly vinyl bath. I like to kind of wander around the vinyl, and I'm always excited when I find some Australian or New Zealand vinyl. I must play it, it must be done. And then after that was Jesus, What a Jerk, from the album Disenchanted Evening. So that album came out in 1989 on Flying Nun. And, of course, yeah, the first song, sorry, came out in 1986, so a very early song from the band, the Verlaines. And after that, I played for you a track called War in My Head. And that was, that's from an album called Ready to Fly from 1991. And that actually came out on Slash Records here in this part of the world, North America. So this is some music from the Flying Nun record label from New Zealand. The Verlaines are from Dunedin, and they feature the musical genius of Graham Downs as principal songwriter. He's an academic at the University of Otago. He teaches contemporary music with research interests in Mahler and Shostakovich. There we go. My apologies, my classical music knowledge is next to non-existent. He's a pretty all-round interesting guy, Graham Downs, University of Otago lecturer and brilliant songwriter. So let's keep going with some more music from the Verlaines. This is from New Zealand. Up next, I'm going to play for you some live tracks. I found also here on the station a 7-inch single, which is live on WFMU. So that's a radio station in New Zealand. It was recorded on the 23rd of July 1993, these next two songs. You're going to hear Sighting the Sound and Block of Wood. From the Verlaines, live on WFMU. Enjoy. Then one more track too after that from a later album. This is music from New Zealand. This is Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show.
1, 2, 3, 4. Get ready. The North by Northeast Music and Film Festival and Interactive Conference takes over Toronto June 11th to 17th. 7 days, 50 stages at 650 bands, including The Flaming Lips, Bad Religion, Raekwon and Ghostface, Matthew Good, and much, much more. Plus, 40 films and 4 huge free public concerts downtown. Get it all for just $50 with a North by Northeast wristband. Buy online and get full festival details at www.nxne.com. North by Northeast, celebrating 18 years of great music. Working for
And this is CITR 101.9 FM and Stranded, the Australian-Canadian Music Show here. And you might be wondering, what's that you're playing? It doesn't sound Australian or Canadian. No, it's Kiwi. Wonderful music comes from New Zealand. And I'd love to feature Kiwi tracks as often as I can. And we're playing music from the Flying Nun record label. And the Verlaines, who have been playing, they're from Dunedin in New Zealand. And let's see, I played for you there two live tracks, live the Verlaines live on WFMU, on recorded on the 23rd of July 1993. I played you both tracks in that 7-inch single, Sighting the Sound and Block of Wood. And then I played for you a really strong track from their Way Out Where album, which was called Blanket Over the Sky. That's the song you just heard. That came out in 1993. Now, the band has continued and put out a lot more music since then. I think 2009 was their last release from the Verlaines. Actually, word has it, I think they might even have a brand new album that might have just come out. So I'll dig into that. Don't worry, if there's any brand new music from the Verlaines, I'll find it and play it at another time. So next band we're going to get on to is called The Bats, another seminal band from the New Zealand music scene, who continue with that melancholy sort of jangle pop sound with lots of wonderful melodies. They're from Christchurch and they formed in 1982. Now, of course, this sound, you know, they're from Christchurch, but they're very much, you know, lumped into that Flying Nun Dunedin sound is what it's known as. I tried to describe it before. Like, I've found more reference online. Here's a kind of a more accurate description. The Dunedin sound is a style of indie pop music created in the Southern New Zealand University city of Dunedin in the early 1980s. Similar in many ways to traditional indie pop sound, the Dunedin sound uses jingly jangly guitar playing, minimal bass lines, and loose drumming. Keyboards are often prevalent. Primitive recording techniques also gave the genre a lo-fi sound that endeared its earnest music, but occasionally hard to understand vocal accompaniment to university students worldwide. And I'm passing on that tradition and giving it to university students here in Canada and whoever might be listening. So this is The Bats next. So as I said, yeah, from Christchurch, but definitely part of this Dunedin sound. So let's play for you, first up, two tracks from their album called The Law of Things. We're going to hear Lawn Vibe, and then the final track on the album called Smoking Her Wings. And then we're going to visit a couple more records after that from The Bats. So here we are. This is New Zealand music. This is from the Flying Nun record label, a seminal record label from New Zealand. And this is The Bats from the Law of Things record.
Don't you remember? Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
Welcome back to CITR 101.9 FM. This is Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show. And if you'd like to find some older shows, you can go to the Google and type in Oz Stranded, OzStranded, and there's over 100 podcasts there. And every week I write down the set list and I put up a video clip too of one of the acts that are on the show. So ordinarily you'd be hearing a lot of Australian music. I'm not going to get a lot of time to play that this week because I wanted to dig further into New Zealand. Last week was Shehad, a very obvious band to feature from that part of the world. But this week it's the Flying Nun record label I'm doing a little feature on. And you heard the Verlaines first, and now we're into the Bats. So I play for you three songs from the Bats, another seminal band from the Flying Nun label. You heard, first of all, the track Lawn Vibe from the Law of Things record and Smoking Her Wings, the final track off the Law of Things. So that album came out in 1990. And after that, you heard the song Courage, which was a single off the Silver Beat record from 1993, also on Flying Nun. So this is the Bats. Up next, we're going to keep going with that record. There's, a couple more tracks I want to play from the Silverbeat record. First up, you're going to hear Sight the Sound. And then a track called Green. And I wanted to play that one in particular for just a little bit of a history lesson, because that song is actually about Greenpeace and the sinking of the Rainbow Warrior. Remember that? Way back in 1985. This made news all around the world, where a Greenpeace ship called the Rainbow Warrior was in operation in the port of Auckland in New Zealand. And the French, there was a bit of espionage, and two French agents actually attempted to sink the Rainbow Warrior to prevent her from interfering in nuclear tests in Mururoa, which, of course, the French were up to there. And a photographer actually drowned in the sinking, and two French agents were arrested by New Zealand police on fraud and immigration charges, and they were charged with arson and conspiracy to commit arson, willful damage, and murder. They ended up pleading guilty to manslaughter. And it was a huge scandal, of course, globally, and raised the profile of Greenpeace as well. So anyway, the Bats recorded this song as a response to that. This is, many years later, but, this is 1993. But, Green, so it's the second track you're going to hear, is about the sinking of the Rainbow Warrior in Auckland Harbour. So this is Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show, and some music here from New Zealand on the Flying Nun record label. Let's hear some more of the Bats.
Now it's
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the UBC Westside area at
The Australian Boot Company, Banyan Books, The Bike Kitchen, The Eatery, Fresh's Best Salsa, Gargoyle's Grill, Gumdrops, Prosson Music, Rufus's Guitar Shop, and the UBC Bookstore.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
Okay, this is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show, and just wrapping up the little feature on the Flying Nun record label. Of course, there's so many other bands on that label that we could talk about, like, of course, The Clean and The Chill and Straightjacket Fits, so maybe other weeks I will visit those bands. So today we've heard two bands, The Verlaines and The Bats. Those last three tracks from The Bats there played for you. First, Sight the Sound from the Silverbeat record, and then the song Green about the Rainbow Warrior tragedy I talked about before with Greenpeace. So also on the Silverbeat record, and then Couchmaster, the album, and the song was called Afternoon in Bed. That song actually featured on the 2010 film Last Night on the soundtrack. Originally the album came out in 1995. So that was The Bats. Three more tracks there. And of course, on the Flying Nun record label and the Dunedin Sound, there you go. The Dunedin Sound, I'll revisit that. I just found this online. Apparently, in terms of musical trends, this is what folks say, that at a certain point in time, Uncut Magazine, they suggested that before the MP3 replaced the flexi disc, the three axes of international indie pop underground were Olympia, Washington, Glasgow, and Dunedin, New Zealand. So there you go. That's how significant this record label is. And you've just heard songs from the Verlaines and the Bats. I was going to get to the Dead Sea as well, but I'm running out of time, so maybe next week. The Dead Sea, very much different sound, but also from that part of the world. What I wanted to get onto now was just a little bit of bad news. A musical legend from Australia has just been a victim of quite a horrific bashing. Peter Black, Blackie, from Sydney punk band The Hard-Ons, is recovering in hospital following an alleged bashing by two teenagers. So he's an extraordinarily dedicated musician and he slaves away year after year with The Hard-Ons and he has to drive a taxi to get by to pay his bills, and now he's without an ability to work. He's really in a bad shape with 16 stitches, swelling of the brain, and it's been quite moving to see online on the Facebook page people coming together to donate money for Blackie so he can kind of survive the next couple of months at least, and who knows when he'll be able to play music again. Yeah, really, really tragic because Blackie is certainly such a dedicated musician. The Hard-Ons have been around since 1983 and still with us, and they're an absolute classic band. I played them before. If you want to go to Google, type in Oz Stranded, go to the blog for the show, type in The Hard-Ons into the search bar, and you'll find other shows where I've played the band's music. So I thought I'd play for you a few tracks from The Hard-Ons now as tribute to, like, just to show you how versatile Blackie is as a songwriter and guitarist. I'm going to play you two tracks off their latest album, and you'll see how completely versatile they are. On the one hand, they can do sublime pop punk and then turn around at the very next instant and do blinding, just thrashy, heavy, black kind of metal music. And then the third track I'm going to play you is from an older recording of theirs, a split single they did with the Celibate Rifles back in the 90s, a song called Lose It, which is always a favorite of mine because it really showcases Blackie's extended guitar solo ability, a different kind of track for the band. So here's a little Get Well Soon for Blackie of the Hard-Ons. I just wanted to play these songs today. He was mercilessly beaten while driving a taxi in Sydney. Get Well Soon, Blackie. Here's a few songs from the Hard-Ons.
Thank you. Why are you so hard? Girl, it's why I suck over you. Did you ever see? Ain't the picture clear? Can you feel my hurt over you? Just in vain. Well, you're playing a game so that I could look just your fool. Did you ever see? Ain't the picture clear? Can you feel my hurt over you?
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
So here we are on CITR 101.9 FM and Stranded, the Australian Canadian music show. And three tracks there from the Hard-Ons by way of tribute to Blackie, the guitarist from this seminal Australian punk band. He was bashed up by a couple of teenagers and he's in a pretty critical condition in hospital. He drives a taxi to pay the bills and he was set upon just the other night. The band has rallied around him, and fans have been donating money online just to help Blackie out because he has no income at the moment. Of course, the Hard-Ons are definitely a non-commercial sort of band and very dedicated to their craft. And I hope everything is well, Blackie. Okay, we're getting towards the end of the show, and I just have time. We played so much Kiwi music today, now it's time to play some Canadian. Let's hit locally. Let's play some Chris Horrific. His latest 7-inch has been out for a number of weeks now, I'm going to play for you all three tracks. This is Chris Horrific, the Bible Belt 7-inch. Chris, of course, does a show on Mondays, Parts Unknown, and he's a big inspiration for me. He's so dedicated to his show and his music. So here's Chris Horrific from Vancouver, BC, Canada.
Advice
that
Grammy Award winners, Tedeschi Trucks Band brings their blues-inspired show to the Vancouver Centre for Performing Arts for one night, June 19th. Tickets on sale at Ticketmaster.ca or by calling 855-985-5000. Don't miss Tedeschi Trucks Band on June 19th at the Vancouver Centre for Performing Arts. For more information, go to TedeschiTrucks.com.
Well, I came to the city. I was running from
CITR loves its university home. That's why we're proud to be part of UBC's Alumni Day 2012. Staff volunteers will be giving tours and workshops for past grads to show them our appreciation for the support and efforts of students past and present. Alumni will even have the chance to go live on air to express their love for their university and their radio station. CITR 101.9 FM.
Have you heard of the newly opened NSCS Discovery Restaurant at 1515 Discovery in Jericho Park? Profits support NS Culinary Education Society of BC. Enjoy breakfast on the beach for only $4.95, served daily from 7 a.m. till 11 p.m. Say you heard this ad and receive 5% off lunch and dinner items until May 31st, 2012. Enjoy breakfast, lunch, or dinner at the newly opened NSCS Discovery Restaurant at 1515 Discovery in Jericho Park and support a local social enterprise.
...2011 marks the 25th anniversary of the Dr. Sun Yat-sen Chinese Garden since opening in 1986. The Dr. Sun Yat-sen Chinese Garden is very pleased to have been able to connect cultures and communities for the past 25 years and continue being an arts and cultural hub in the neighborhood and the city. Watch for complimentary specials on the 25th day of every month. There are also blockbuster exhibits, community events, academic conferences, and music and theater productions lined up, plus contests and giveaways. CITR 101.9 FM is proud to be a year-long partner as the Garden celebrates its 25th anniversary. For more information, visit www.vancouverchinesegarden.com.
Show your Friends of CITR card or simply mention that you heard about the garden on CITR to receive $2 off admission.
Generation, just beyond my reach, not beyond my sight. Hope for a generation. Hope for a generation, just beyond my reach, not beyond my sight. Hope for a generation.
Singing hope for a generation. I see it singing hope for a generation. them cheat me. Not gonna let them hold me. Not gonna let them tell me no. I wanna drip like honey from the honeybee. I wanna walk from the river down to the sea.
Music is good, and music is right, and music can stand strong right through the night, and music can hold.